You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We like the Gemara in the Vaydazara. The Gemara says that the din of Lufnei Iva Loisiten Michshel is only by Trey Avinari. Trey Avinari, two sides of the river. In other words, let's say the Goy is on one side of the river, the Yid is on the other side of the river, and he can't get to Neva Nechai unless you give it to him. Mela, that's called Lufnei Iva. But if he can get it without you, now this is the whole big shot. We're not going to go into it now. What does it mean he can get it? He can force you. He can get it somewhere else. But if he can purchase it somewhere else, it's all Shiloh, which we'll talk about in Mitzvah Shem, with stores. You have a restaurant, right? Gottliebs. Everybody knows Gottliebs, right? Many people go to Gottliebs, even if they're not from. They probably don't even keep kosher of them. But what? It reminds them of the grandparents taking them to the kosher fun. You know what Gottliebs is? No. Okay. We're up here. Everybody else in, you know? No, okay. Yeah, the Gottliebs is a restaurant in Williamsburg. It's probably 80 years old. My share, the Pine Berlin boys used to go. Everybody used to go there. What?
It's good for the honorary.
It gave you every door to be. And it's the same. So there used to be, in my friend's days, when he was a buffer, so you're talking about the 30s, so he said that they used to go there, and the Italian, the Spanish cook, Tony, knew perfect Yiddish. So the buffer once asked him, Tony, how do you know such a good Yiddish? So Mr. Gottlieb, the old Mr. Gottlieb, he said, in Yiddish, I told him I'm teaching him English. So many people used to go there, right? It was the only kosher restaurant, I guess, that. And Mamela, I know who I once met a chassan in Williamsburg, so a certain person from the neighborhood, Kavir, he says, I had to go out to Gottlieb's in the middle of the chassan. I had to enjoy, right? So these people don't make brachas, right? How are you allowed to do it? We'll talk about that. How are you allowed to go ahead? Because the thing is, you're not supposed to. If a person pops the house, he doesn't make brachas. You have to tell them I'm not giving you food unless if Shemzam has a hat or if it's going to turn off the people. It's not, okay, you have to know the situation. And it just all could be that's true. Yeah, but, you know, star in America, you have a prior person by your house, not so hot, that they're not going to go against you. And it's just all they're a little more tough for the prior people, you know, Okay, so that's, we spoke about last week. That's called Shtrei Avinara, Echad Avinara, okay? Now, today we'll do this. Let's take a look at the first thing. The Gemara over there says, well, we're not going to do every word. We'll just, if you'll see, there's a machloikis, Eglim and Achai. We mentioned the Eglim Achai to Benner is awesome. That's the case. We also mentioned Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. Why is it that there's a din of Eglim and Achai, of Lifnei Iva, I'm sorry, to a Ben Noach? You usually don't find that Isurim they have to do with another person, a deal with a Ben Noach. Even dinim like Gezel and others, the Gemara has to look out for Psukim. How do we know it's also? But why? Because also is a double portion. Lifnei Iver is even on a Ben Noach, Machshul Ben Noach. Where is that? So, first of all, like this, there's Machloikis, and we'll go to how we pass it, that Avram and Achai is not by a Behemoth Tmei. In other words, the thing of Avram and Achai is only on a kosher, what we call a kosher Behemoth. Right, a sheep, and so forth. Right, a sheep, a bull, and so forth. Right, but there was Machias, but a behemoth meyer, chazir, and so forth. There's no din of Avram and Achai. The Gemara learns out that Avram and Achai is only such a behemoth, such a chayath, that you can eat the meat, but you can't eat when it's Avram and Achai. Asha'in came, something that you can't eat anyway. This don't did Avram and Achai. That's a machloikis, but that's how we pass. So if you look at the second paragraph, Amar of Gidl Amar Rav, machloikis, machloikis, whether it's noyeg and Avram and Achai or not, which we pass and it's not noyeg, is be Yisrael of a bebe noyach. Divrei Hakol, everybody agrees. Muzal al tmeim ketohev. Tanya nami alfi Avram and Achai ben noyach muzal al tmeim ketohev Yisrael and muzal al tmeim gova. It's very simple because since the drasha is that only an animal that you can eat is a din Avram Achai. Since a Akum has no limitation what he could eat, he can eat chazir, he can eat a lion, he can eat a horse. Mevela, there's Avram Achai and a horse. There's Avram Achai and a behemah tmeya on a chazir. Okay, that's the Gemara. Okay, now we come to the Torah. And look at the Torah. Yeridei, this is the third paragraph, to Yeridei Hilcha Sevim Lechai, L'soiko HaNefesh Im Abasa, Azara Lo'ifon Evim Lechai, V'noyeg Bebeim Lechai V'oif, V'ein Olaig El V'tahir. Yeah? So in the night of Batayim, it's only night by a behemoth Tahayim. Like we passed it, that's the Pesach Halach. Frek the Beis Yosef, next paragraph. The night of behemoth Tahayim, and the night of Uta Tanayi, Poisek Rabbeinu Kacham, V'chein Pasuk Rambam, Mahur Be'emes, Shilafi Darko Yishol Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, She'ena Machnes Atzul Luchta Ve'la Asur Luchta. Let's speak it out before we see the Kash. In other words, what's the difference if Avim Lechai is Noeg on a behemoth may or not? What is the difference?
Well, still also made a second lotter.
Oh, so it's also anyway. What's the difference? I know you can't eat a chazir. So, I'm asking, what's the difference?
You get two malchus.
You get two malchus, exactly. How many sets of malchus do you get? Okay, oh. So now the Rambam says all things they have to do with malchus. Right, so you have to tell you it's not a behemoth tahir, but not going to be mainly what you only get one set of malchus, not two sets of malchus. But Shulchan Aruch here, in here correctly, only deals with what's also muscle. He doesn't say you get malchus, you don't get malchus. It's on negeya. When something's also, it's also. He might have to tell you it's the rabbanon the raisa because of something the rabbanon the pula the raisa chumra, whatever the ramifications. But something, what's the difference? You tell me you can't eat Avram Lachai on a behemoth, on a chazir. No, you could. Of course you can't. It's chazir. So what do you tell me? It's not in life. Like, what's the difference? Let's see.
Eat about Thomas, maybe.
Let's see. The what?
Buster, eat about Thomas, you man, even without Kazaya's Basar.
Even?
Without a Kazaya's Basar.
No, but for years, let's see.
Right, for a year, if he doesn't have a Kazaya's
Basar. Yeah, but still also on Scotchy share, whatever you're eating, it's also.
And what happened to the Lugabe Agai and if you're even with me either, what we're discussing?
Let's foresee. But Noeg Bebehem Chai Voivet Erb, Booklet Tanoi, Pois Bebehem Chai Voivet Erb, Pois Baramba. Ubemis. Second line in the base says, Shafin Daka Shrebeinu, Shaina Machnes Asu Lichta Vel Asu Mutta, Bovad, Lo Asai Vaptur, Lo Vel Lichta Vel Eina Nega Betahir. The Mai Nafkamino, Tmei and Bolava, if he has Sibi. Right, I'll tell me, like Mayor said, in Florida, I guess. Right, still in New York.
All right. I'm not up for the can't be. So,
but let's say it's less than a kazayas. So I'll ask what you share.
Was that also in the Achillah? Could be Hasra, which Hasra you give him?
Well, that's the point. Nowadays, you don't give Hasra. It's on the Geya. That's only for Malkus. We don't give Hasra nowadays. The Mayan Afghanina, Tway Balabaf, you see it. Oh, she didn't show. That's his problem. So he just copied the Rambam. What's the gosh?
It could be Nagaya. It could be Nagaya of Chayla if you give him Kal Kal Chila.
Good point. That's what, yeah. Let's, that, there are some stuff from Kibega to talk about. We're going to go with what the boys could say. Zok the Bach. The Bach brings his kasha. He says, and Voidia Shlaima, the Betaririm, the Iga Averin Achai, also La Shita Lefnei Bnoyach. Mishum lefnei ivra lo sita in mechshir. The ben noach mitzuv al evan achai. U bitmei yamuta lo sita u bitshuv erogna. He says the nafkamino is with a girl. Whereas it's a din of lefnei ivra. And since it's a din of lefnei ivra to give evan achai ben men, that's what he's telling you. To give evan achai of a chazir to a ben noach is not also. There's no hissel lefnei ivra. Frek the shot. The mashakos of a back to But Avril Chai ain't a night, meaning by the year, the local member, the Ben Nach, Avril Mishum, Avril Chai Gamet Mehe, the week, that's a problem, okay. Anyway, so the Shach at the end asks Bavil's Kasha. He says, look at the third line before the end. Atkanev, Lomadati Yosef Devrayim, the Rebbe Per Gidon Nasha, Isa, Bekula Shmeitze Uba Praisa, then Hashlik is Bisrael. Ava Ben Math, Divra called Muzal Tmeim, Bechain Uba Ber, or Raytham, and so forth. And the discussion is with Dr. Barside, Behem Tmeim is not by Behem, but by a God. But why would it tell me that there's no den of Lifnei? So the Poiskin bring the Prefadish, brings a Sefer Amunas Shmuel. That's first. Amunas Shmuel lived at the time of the Bach. As you heard of the Rebbe of Herschel, right? The Rebbe of Herschel, right? The Chanukah Satayra, a big Goyen. The reason is he lived before Hasidim, way before Hasidim, that way, I mean, he lived in Xerath Tashtat. And the reason they call him the Rebbe Herschel, not because he was a Rebbe, but because he was the Rebbe of all the Goyen, the Taz, the Shach, all that generation were his Talmidim. Now, you've probably learned Rosh, in the back of the Rosh is a Sefer called at the bottom. Teferis Shmuel, Reb Shmuel Kaidanova, he became more famous in the Weltbau because his son wrote the Sefer Kavah Yashar. But beforehand, years ago, the Kavah Yashar was famous because he was the Teferis Shmuel's son. The Magi and the Mishra Melech, it was a big goyin, Reb Yaakov Kuli. Years ago, they discovered a Sefer that he wrote, Yalkut Mamloyas. So it was, when it came out, Yankov Kuli, the Magia, the Mishabach. Nowadays, if you tell a guy something, the Magia and Mishabach, so that's the Yankov Amlonius, because that became more popularized. But anyway, so he was a big boy, and he was at the same time. He comes along and he says, Lefnei Iver is only and something that's also to you. If it's not also to you, you don't have Lifnei Iver on it. Now, even though you have Eiver Menachai, but since the Eiver Menachai that you have is not the Eiver Menachai of a Bein Metmei, it's a different type of Eiver Menachai, right? Therefore, so even though when you give to an Akum, Eiver Menachai of Bein Metmei, because that's the Din of Yachai, but the Eiver Menachai of Bein Metmei, there's no issue to give to.
The Gemara last teach one stuck while Sarah looking guy.
Do it what?
By another Sarah. Or with the guy and giving guy into the Nusser, you don't have that, sir.
Well, you can be an Nusser, but you're shy from the Zeris.
Yeah, but you have shy from the Zeris.
No,
but
not this Avery, I just thought maybe.
Right, so Pashtus, about who was there before?
Yeah.
Before moved to Lakewood. All right, anyway, so. Right, so this Pasha Achorinu Mask, the Pasha of Terrence, and it's more than just Achorinu Mask, we'll see in the Ran, in which as we go along, that the Ran mentions this Svara of Gavriel. The Ran is bothered, why did it use example Nazir? Why Nazir? So he says, because since you don't have this, you would think maybe there's no this over it. But Lamaisa, what is it? So good, so you could say Lamaisa is it's not true, this Svara, or Like Rabbi Fall said, that the pshat is that you could be a nazir. And for instance, if someone's in Eretz Yisrael, and to you it's still America, you nowadays it's up short, it's easy to do it with a phone, right? Because you send a message, give this guy chametz to eat, right? And he gives him chametz to eat. You send a message to one of your Arab workers, and he gives him chametz to eat. He's marshaling. Are you over? Of course you're evil, Shneva. It's not Pesach to you, but you have Pesach, just not Pesach now. That's what you have to say. Okay.
What about the Isser to teach a Goy Torah?
What?
What about the Isser to teach a Goy Torah?
Yeah, what about it?
So the Tosfos is asked that that should be Lifnei Iver, even though you don't have that love.
Who's this Tosfos?
Chagiga.
Where?
Regimel.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
What? You have it?
I mean, but I also literally right.
Okay, so we'll see.
You could also know that Tosfos from the Chagiga and from the Tosfos that give a little bit of Aleph and Shabbos.
Okay, let's first see this Tosfos. What do we see? Tosfos and Chagiga that Yud Gimel. So, but anyway, that's it. So now, what does it come out? That one could say that if you mark shit, you make a shit, yeah, let's make it easier. Yeah, you own a funeral parlor. Right? And the fellow calls you up. He says, I've been joffing. Yeah, I need you as a secretary. You know, I mean, a man is a bookkeeper. just come to my office. And finally comes off. He has no clue that he's in a funeral parlor, right? Like, you walk into Shem Hadass, his office is there. Yes, people work there. You know, so you're going to give a guy a job, and he's a Kayan. Is that according to the Sazal of Neiva, right? So let's first explain the Emunah Shmuel. What the Emunah Shmuel is saying is, it's not a general issue called Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is a prat in each issue. Just like the Torah gave you the issue to eat chaza, you can't be machshel someone chaza. Just like the Torah gave you an issue to not to be a chal Shabbos, you can't be go ahead and be machshel someone else in Shabbos, right? So, but if you don't have the issue, then you don't have Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver is a prat in each of your issue. Or to say it, the Etzim Svar itself is already in the Beis HaLevi, and it's already in the Beis HaLevi. And the Chaim Ezer has a kuntris and cut knife from the Velis. I made a cheshbon that he was, I think, 16 years old when he wrote it. It's an unbelievable kuntris. After the whole, and it starts off, Mashi Hiksha, Yeshua Sankov, and the Truma Sadesha, the seventh of some safe, and it's a 16-year-old. And at the end, he writes, I wrote this when I was very young, and therefore I left out a lot because I was young. Yes, it's a huge conscience. So he goes into this, and when we will do it in Yitzhak Shem, the Nekudas and the Gail of Neiva. So the pshat is, Kilu to say, it's not so much I was marshaled the other person as much as I brought, not only I can't do this issa, I brought about this issa, which then will explain Rabbi Hanan's question, why is the Lifnei Iver and a Ben Noya? Rabbi Hanan says it, but with this, it has a Gushra. Rabbi Hanan says, why is the Lifnei Iver is not because you're tripping on the other person, it's because you brought about the Avera. According to this record, because you can't do this Avera, and therefore, the Akum is what you brought about the Avera to be done. Right? So it's a din in you not to bring about this Avera. That's the, okay, so now Rabbi Frau is asking, which is on the sheet over here, the Minchas Chinuch question. Let's take a look. The Gemara, we'll say at the Gemara first. I didn't want to just do a lot of my Amakainis and want to bother Shia, first of all. But as we do the Taisus, we'll understand what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Gimel, in Chikiga, Asa Lamed Olimsa Divrei Teira Leben Naya. Shenema, possibly say every day, Magid Vav Yakev Fuk of Mishpat of Yisrael Lo Hason Lachen Goyim Mishpatim Bagido. Reason I quote the whole pasuk is the Gemara brings it one way, Taisa Bava Kamba Bamaches brings it a different way. But whatever it is, it's a pasuk in Tehillim that you can't teach a Ben Noyach Taira. But that's it. You can't teach a Ben Noyach Taira. Now you'll ask me all kinds of questions. I don't know what to answer you. This is a big tumble. You know, if you know. There's all kinds of it's not negayah today's shiur. We know whatever it is, it's what
my loss will.
Yeah, let's leave the get to the minute. But the kuponim is like this. In other words, there is a nissan that the Be'er Sheva Tainas, you don't find it in the Rambam. Rabbi Feinstein says it is found in Rambam, not directly, but it's found. Kivek is machmer on it. At kedei kach, we do whatever Kivek didn't allow what's called Geirus classes. He would not allow Geirus to even have Torah. Right? Then that's a whole big shot. Ramesh Lamais is machmer. He proves certain things from the Gemara, but the din is you can't teach him Torah. What is that? Except for, can you teach him Lus? Of course, you can teach him Lus. Sheva Mitzvahs, there's no Shaila. There's things that, you know, that Amuna already gets out, right? So what if you're sitting there in the airplane, the guy says, what's that sticking out of your... So you tell him, well, the commandment that we have, that Jews do it was represent. So make yourself an Amaritza. You don't have to tell him to eat this at 6:13. I was once in the back, and there was a this person telling Benoyev, I mean, I'm just calling him a Benoyev, right? His drushes from Bracious till Zeisha Brach. I says this person didn't have a shtelan, but he had good rushes every week. His wife was not too interested, so he found a listening ear. I want to turn around and say, Rabbi, you know, you have a lot of yisurim over here while you're doing this. What?
We'll shred it around.
Yeah, right. So Magid probably actually, so look at Taisus Kasha.
Taisus says in two places, if you're but two oxes, he's going to cobble, you're allowed to.
Okay, let's first end this. That's what Rabbeinu Ochan and Rabbeinu Ochan and Taisus is, the Baal Taisus and Rabbeinu Ochan. Rabbeinu Ochan is the same for Taisus and Rabbeinu Ochan. They say most, many of the Taisus in Rabbeinu Ochan are from Rabbeinu Ochan. So that's what he is. What do you need a special pasuk for? Nach. You have, anyway, the Issa of Lufnei Iver, Loisita Mirsh. That's his kash. Right? This comes out, the end of five Misa, the number Shah Sosom, that he could learn. Adam usually means after Kruyam Adam. The Taisa says there's a big difference between Adam and Pa'adam. Adam means only Eden. Pa'adam means even Akum. And the Taisa Yomtov says, why? But why? So Taisa Yomtov says, because Pa'adam means the specific person, right? So he says it's like a Miyat and Alola Rabbis. Adam means Velo Akum. Pa'adam means Velo Akum. So you already have it. The Balinists are saying like this, because he tells he's an Adam. That means I hear another minute. Adam, the man, only an Akum thinks he's the man. It's a good word. He says, I'm the man. Nobody else. That's a Muslim. Anyway, especially apropos today. So let's taste this copy. Now, let's first see taste this there before we say the minute has been a scout. She is Loima. Offer my me a female hater the Ika. Akon Acher Shleitzel Lamdoi, the Leker Lipne Iver, the Damini, like the Gemara we learned, the Kavet Zara, right? The Vav Mabez, the Moshe, twice the Yain, the Mazel, the Nebani Mili, the Koi Atre Avre Nara, the Nara. Should Belav Hoth in the Sina, so without his Nesina, Ef Shalav Yalav. That if you would give it the get, Ava, he love Hoth, Kinap, Ein Ever Lipne Iver, Afanavi, Afinu Makim Shaliva Kachavim Acher Reitzel Lamdoi, the Lekhan Lufnib, and become Makam Asim Shemak Nagar. He can go and says, well, you don't want to teach me Talmud, I'll go to the Dropsy College and learn, right? He doesn't say that, Tysus. Why didn't he say that? But why didn't he say, go to another Yid? What if there's another Yid? So Mishra Malach, this is also a go that goes into that. Is that Mutter? Am I allowed to sell Trafis? I mean, he talks about this. A guy sells trade. So how he shouts behind his first trade because he sold it. And that's not from. It comes and he wants to buy it. He's going to eat it. But he sells a fneiver. He sold it with fneiver. The other person sells trade. I could go to trade for but Shabbat is owned by Shem Yerachim a Yid. Right? So, exactly trade. But the other one's also not supposed to sell.
Why custom?
Yeah, no. But before we get to custom, there's no one else you could buy it for except that. That's Tyson's talents. So is there, if he wants to be back for this Tyson's, that if the other person also shouldn't be doing it, that so the shot is that it's still called a fever because both of you should not do it. But the mice and the other person is doing it. That's so much. Okay. But he actually, yeah, this is Tyson's kasha. And the obvious question is what Befrel's asking, the Minchas Kinnock's question, why is there Lifnei Iver if you don't have the Issa of teaching, of learning Torah? I don't have the Issa of learning Torah, so why should it be an Issa of me to teach him Torah?
But isn't it
one second, let me just wait 1 second. If there's no Issa on me to learn Torah, obviously, so why is there a din of Lifnei Iver?
What about the Isser of Ashes Ish, of Narmarasa, of Gazel?
What about it? So you can't, that's also Lifnei Iver.
Right, but but that's what hit you, the Yisrael is in that Isser.
So?
So that's what the Goyd Isser is. So you're also the same Isser. What?
Who says?
I don't know.
We learned
that. What do you mean you don't know? Then you can't ask this question.
The Gemara says it. The Gemara says it.
Fine. Okay. Good. Okay. What's the reason? Oh, so the Tarets, I said, when I heard this kash, when I saw the mitzvah, I was surprised. And then I heard the Chaim Shulevitz said it. I will make an aris on this. The Gemara says, Akam Shasav Bataris, Chayv Misa Shinama, Tarets Evil Anna Maisha, Marasha Kiyosak, Rasha Lona Balola. So Gemara asks a question, why isn't one in the, should be one in the mitzvahs, but they're not? Why? To be an aid for mitzvah, but enough from what the Gemara needs to say. So, what in fact, it's a Gemara. So, the Gemara asks this, and what he says, where? What's the Issur? He says, if you learn by Rasha Lano, Veloy Lahem, so it's Gazo. And I'll see what's up. Maybe the Kashidish. Let's think about it. If I go to your house and you have some candle there, and I light, take your candle, and I go outside, and anybody need a light? Nobody. And I have 5 cents a piece of a cigarette I want to light up. Did I steal from you? Why?
Because you didn't take anything.
Because you didn't take anything. So why is it called gezel? So by the gefiddish, that's called gezel, right? So the Brisk Rav used to say, Vice dice by yitin, the isser of gezel is to take away. The isser of akum is to get something that he shouldn't have had. That's not his. That's all. But they shouldn't have got. All right. But the Gemara says, yes. In Dabi, the Gemara says, Yudarshan, I'll take my Russia, Elo, Mudras. All the Gemara, Darshans, Ashish, Narba Rasa. That we have. So, Abada, you can say, yeah, but to us, it's not a. Why is it different? Even a five, but it's totally different. Even in a five, we don't have that type of is. Ashish, we have, but this is our Ashish. It's like saying a guy has to show them, oh, let's make it easier. Many times, this is a big child. Right? They have Shemi Rasha, both of that steal. I have kids, so I don't want to catch them. So they put a camera, they hide a camera, where, and they put some money there that the guy should steal. Is that mutter or us? I think everybody's quiet today.
What? You didn't tell him to steal. You didn't give him.
But you're making it. No, you this. Why isn't Lefni there? Not that he's there.
Well.
You're making it, you put down $5, you know this guy, but you want to prove that, you know.
No, no, this is Rosh Hashanah. Not an issue to put money down.
The what?
It's not an issue to put money down.
It's not?
An issue just to put the money down. You're frankly dying. It was enough.
If they gave you a diet?
I leave the diet. I thought about
it. That's what the. Yeah.
Not a Dover officer. In other words, Kleish Yayin is Lund Azir is Dover Us.
Stealing is not Dover Us?
Yeah, well, no.
So you're telling me there's no Lufne Yidran guess?
No, but that's different. In other words, it's not.
Why not?
In other words, Kleish Yayin is this.
One sec.
The Pshad is, it's not direct. So it says by giving him by a bracha, the Hogan of Rav says by a bracha. It's
going to happen. You know a guy's going to steal.
It happens later on. It has to be directly connected.
But the Gemara says that you can't hit your son. You're not allowed to hit your son. Why you're not allowed to hit your son at a certain age? Because
you might hit back right away. But the other thing is happening later. So if he's going to steal it right away, if he's right there,
later.
It has to be there.
He drinks it right away.
No, the Mogad Avram says, Gabi, give me a fry a year without a bracha. He says the bracha happened later on, and that's not a Lifnei.
Do you show me where there's such a Mogad Avram?
The Binyan Tzion.
The Binyan Tzion, yeah. I see the way you did, Rabbi Fall. This was Rabbi Fall's idea, to have the same shit. He's preparing the whole week. Binyan Tzion is told by Messiah Revere. I'm also prepared. We'll get to that. It's not called by Lifnei Yiver. Patrick, of course it's Lifnei Yiver. Of course it's Lifnei Yiver. But, what? It's your money. It's your money. That's why it's up for you stealing. But it's stealing. That's your money. You're over. But even a chayv beis tamei is not. So that's the territory of Patrick. You mentioned I was mechaven to G'dayim, not other G'dayim, to G'dayim. To the G'dayim. I have a pension level. It's at this territory. And we're going to be myra not so bullshit. And the preparation, for those of you who want to do during the week, is a Taisus in Shulin Daf Lamed Gimel.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.